KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
It's still a long way to go to secure our ports. That's according to Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber. While the Border Management Authority has made some progress, he believes tighter controls are needed at our 71 ports of entry.
It is my desire to see more funding for the BMA so that we can employ both more personnel and technology to secure and manage our borders. But in the meantime, we will continue to work collaboratively with all stakeholders in the border environment.
Schreiber was delivering the ministry's report on their operations over the festive season in Pretoria this morning. He says over 5 million travellers were welcomed into the country. The ministers acknowledged concerns, though, over suspected border inefficiencies, but he says their work speaks for itself.
Including the 215% increase in successful prevention of illegal crossings came despite the additional pressures generated at the Lebombo border post by the situation in Mozambique.
KZN police boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has praised detectives who took down a notorious Durban gang leader. He says the most wanted suspect headed up the West Gang, which has been terrorizing the communities of Inanda and KwaMashu. Mkhwanazi says officers received a tip-off yesterday that the alleged crime boss and two others had driven to Mhlanga to collect drugs. There was a shootout later with police in Verulam, and two people, including the 22-year-old gang leader, were killed. Mkhwanazi was speaking to reporters from the scene yesterday.
The police have been tracking this suspect since in the morning. He's the feared leader of the West Gang, which is made up of young men, who was wanted in more than 20 cases and is alleged to have killed over 10 people alone. There are also other crimes his gang members have been linked to. I think a lot of families in Inand and KwaMashu will be relieved now that he has been found, and the hope is that criminal activity will decrease, but we are still looking for other members of the gang.
And prosecutors have added more details to their case against U.S. rapper Sean Combs. The 55-year-old, known as Diddy, is now accused of trafficking three women during a 20-year sexual abuse conspiracy. The original case last year listed charges involving one victim. The performer has always denied all accusations. His trial is scheduled to begin in May. A recap of our lead story, Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says there's still a long way to go to secure our ports and borders. As from the Newswatch team for now, I'm Natara Nadesan.